It's the radio segment that just secured a pricey piece of real estate everybody wanted.
Ooh.
It's in South Dakota on the other side of Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
His plan, chisel the backside of all four presidents and call it Mount Flushmore.
Yeah!
Dude, why do I know that's Lincoln?
Check out Lincoln's gyat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to need a lot more mountain. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Get your commemorative postcards now with Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we've got a laser.
Yeah.
Those other POTUS peaches just don't. This first laser story is out of Canada. 35-year-old Justin Rybicki is currently having a hard time in his life.
Mm.
His issue? He's being constantly harassed by endless pizza deliveries.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
At first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73.
Okay.
And the orders were not only using his address, but also his email and his phone number.
Why nobody got time for that?
Wow.
So is it like a friend pranking him or something?
Yeah, it has to
be. He didn't know, so he reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the very start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using all of his personal information in the orders.
Yeah.
He thought maybe he'd somehow been hacked because they don't just go to his home. They also show up at his work.
What? Oh, my God. Oh,
like,
pizzas every day, all day. Are they using his credit card to buy him, or are they?
They're doing.
It's expensive.
They're showing up telling him to pay for the pizza in cash. He doesn't pay for them. He sends them all back, but
that
still.
That sucks.
So he called Pizza 73 and told them not to accept any orders under his name.
Yeah.
And then the scammer switched to Domino's.
No.
What?
If that sounds like dedication, it is.
Wait, yeah. You can order from Domino's and pay when they show up.
If you say you're paying cash, I just never do anymore.
The scammer's also using technology to manipulate the phone number to make it look like Justin is the one making the call.
Dang.
Makes you mad though? This is a good troll.
Someone hates him.
Yeah. Like you're taking all this time.
And if you're wondering, our victim says he doesn't know who would do this. It can't be a disgruntled ex because he claims, I've never dated anyone.
Oh my God.
And he went on to say, either someone hates these pizza places or they're getting revenge on me for something else. I have no clue.
I don't know how he could do anyone wrong in life.
Love him.
Over the past 6 months, more than $1,000 worth of pizza has been delivered to him.
I hope it doesn't go to waste.
The police are investigating, but so far, no suspects.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go to your next laser story out of the friendly skies. Flying first class with your pet is bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But a new airline plans to up the class level because they just introduced a new business model, private jets just for dogs.
Get out of here.
I won't. It's called Bark Air, and it was launched by the BarkBox subscription service.
I thought they just send cute toys to your house.
Treats.
Jet.
Well, they did, but now they vow to revolutionize flying for our canine companions. And if you don't believe me, listen to their ad.
Introducing Bark Air. Finally, dogs will fly the way they've always deserved to.
And this is not a joke, if you're wondering.
Because it sounds like satire.
Yeah, it sounds like an April Fool's prank that someone would pull, but this is real. The luxury carrier is better than any business class ticket a human could buy.
Oh, my gosh.
Just listen to the CEO who says Bark Air's gone all out for its furry clientele.
The plane is a Gulfstream 5, so it's nicer than first class by quite a bit.
Whoa.
We layer on top of that a Bark experience, which involves things like blankets and pillows for the dogs, and those are covered in pheromones to make them more comfortable. Our treats or snacks for the dogs. Some of those are the flavors they enjoy. Offering them a menu, different types of water, including dog champagne, which is just chicken broth. So non-alcoholic.
This it's not cute. It makes me angry. Is that bad?
I have a request for my rich dog, Jeffrey. Can we roll the window down so he can stick his head out? Crazy in the air.
They do have like better service on these dog flights than you could ever get on a human flight.
Totally. That's amazing.
Other than those amenities, dogs can sit on laps, seats, or beds. Leashes are required during takeoff, landing, and during turbulence.
That's good.
Any size and breed will be allowed, but they must be up on all of their vaccinations. happens if they want to fly.
Yeah. Is it rude if they sniff the flight attendant's butt?
No, that's encouraged.
It's encouraged.
Imagine the flight attendant, chicken or fish, nothing, yeah. Both.
So what does it all cost? The flight from New York to L.A. will run you $6,000 one way.
One way?
And if you want to go to London, that'll set you back $8,000.
And that's just for the dog. That's not for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The airline hopes they can lower those costs in the coming years. Yo. The one thing they don't plan on doing, though, is a private flight just for cats.
Boo! Can you imagine?
They just wouldn't appreciate it like a dog would.
This cat's freaking out.
Yeah. Jumping on the ceiling.
I can't wait to see the first video of a dog, Karen, getting forcily taken off of a Bark Air flight.
He's like putting all his weight on his hind legs or dragging him from the leash.
You've had too much dog champagne.
That's right. This next laser story is out of Tech Trends. Over the past 10 years, we've gone from having no idea who was showing up at our doorstep to being alerted that someone was walking up, seeing who they are and what they're carrying, and even scolding them if they're rough with a delivery.
Yeah. God.
That's some brick out pomegranates delivered to our house.
Well, hold on to your hats, because the next innovation in doorbell cameras is going to shock you.
Ooh.
They're going to make devices that are armed to shoot paintballs at someone coming onto your property.
That's awesome.
That is crazy.
Crazy, but it's real.
Kids are going to go nuts when their parents walk up.
It's
Dude,
called,
old men are going to love this.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's called Paint Cam Eve, which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target with ultra-high precision.
Oh, my gosh.
An intruder, a kid who's toilet papering your house, or even a neighbor's pet.
That feels cruel.
Oh, yeah. Paintball the dog?
Yeah.
They're going on your porch. Can't let that happen.
Does it know?
It's a smart device that has facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you as you're watching on the app.
Whoa.
Or it can be automated.
Okay.
Automated, like you have 10 seconds and then start firing?
Or what could go wrong
like
with that?
You get a little mad at your spouse. They leave the house.
Uh-oh.
They'll pay back when they come back.
Don't come back till tomorrow, and I mean it.
And here's the crazy part. It doesn't just shoot paintball pellets. It can also be loaded with cartridges that can unleash tear gas.
What?
Oh, damn.
So when your in-laws show up to Thanksgiving, Brooke, and they're late. They have to suffer.
I can see that now.
It really does that. And Paint Cam Eve is from a startup out of Slovenia. No word on how much these are
going
to cost.
What's going on in Slovenia?
Wait,
right now?
Why is my mother buying a gas mask online right now?
Of course, you do need to factor in the lawsuits that you're about to be hit with if Paint Cam Eve shoots someone in the eye or accidentally fires an innocent visitor or a Girl Scout who's trying to sell you cookies.
Yeah.
Literally anything can happen.
Well, that's the fun of it, Jeff.
And that's why this guy's equipped his shell with a paintball gun. Too many shoe imposters off of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, that's not the sound of the gun firing, though.
No, that's just he's angry about it. Sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.